GE defies the Pentagon on the F-136. AirTrans stockholders embrace the Southwest merger. And more fake pilots are caught in India. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, March 25th, 2011. The U.S. Defense Department has issued a stop work order to the GE Rolls-Royce fighter engine team, telling the partners to stop their efforts on the F-136 engine alternative for the Joint Strike Fighter once the current funding runs out at the end of March. The Pentagon and the Obama administration have fought to drop the engine program, calling it redundant to the Pratt & Whitney F-135 engine chosen for the plane. But it brings pork home to Ohio and some other states, and it found enough fans to stay funded. Now, with Congress facing pressure to trim the deficit, the tide appears to have turned. But GE has announced it will not walk away from the $3.4 billion in federal funds already spent and will self-fund continued development for 90 days, saying the new engine is meeting or exceeding performance expectations, is demonstrating significant advantages over the Pratt & Whitney engine, and is nearly complete. Quote, "Only competition creates performance-based rewards and delivers better and better capability. We are gratified that several House and Senate leaders, who will convene in early April to complete the fiscal year 2011 budget process, are determined supporters of competing Joint Strike Fighter engines for a myriad of financial and security reasons," unquote. Stockholders in AirTran Holdings have voted overwhelmingly to approve their company's merger with Southwest Airlines. More than 98.6% of the votes cast and 77.5% of shares outstanding were voted in favor of the transaction. The deal is expected to close in the second quarter once the U.S. Department of Justice okays it. Southwest stock clerks, represented by the Teamsters, have ratified a new 5-year contract agreement with the company. And about 2,200 AirTran flight attendants, represented by the Association of Flight Attendants CWA, will be voting in the next few weeks on whether to ratify a new 2-year agreement. The votes will be counted on April 18th. The Indian government has arrested 2 more people working as airline pilots flying on faked licenses. Both submitted forged certificates when they obtained their commercial licenses, according to a government official. The Associated Press reports at least 4 other pilots have been arrested now for flying commercial airliners without the proper qualifications. The 2 most recently arrested were both flying for the low-cost carrier SpiceJet. The government has ordered a check of the qualifications of all pilots, both Indian and foreign, to be sure they actually have licenses to fly. Up next on ANN, Cub Crafters now has a dealer down under. Flight Design names a new dealer in Florida. And Delta Hawk gets a new CEO. You're listening to Aero News.
The True Blue Power MD-835 Emergency Power Supply features friendly lithium technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead-acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 25th. I'm Paul Plack. Cub Crafters of Yakima, Washington has extended its distribution network to Australia. Cub Aircraft Australia has just completed building a hangar at Taiab Airport, about 40 miles southeast of Melbourne in Victoria. It recently received 2 Cub Crafters aircraft, one of which is being used for demonstrations. Company founder Stephen Buckle says he was hooked after he toured the factory and reached an agreement with Cub Crafters to become the certified sales center for the Australian market. Buckle explains, quote, "In Australia, we do not really have a history with Cubs in any big way. There are some old Cubs here, but not many. The Carbon Cub is unique. Purchasing an airplane is always a compromise, but the Carbon Cub doesn't pretend to be anything and doesn't seem to be a compromise. It's great fun and puts a smile on your face," unquote. As part of its growing dealer network, Flight Design has tapped Premier One Aviation as its associate dealer in Miami, serving South Florida and the Caribbean. Importer Flight Design USA also announced it will choose additional sales representation covering the remainder of Florida and the southeastern U.S. Premier One Aviation operates from the Tamiami Airport in Miami. The company operates an active Flight Design Pilot Center flight school using three CTLS aircraft. The company can now also provide authorized Rotax engine maintenance. Delta Hawk, which has since 1996 been developing a line of two-stroke piston-ported diesel engines for light aircraft, has named Dennis Webb CEO. Webb has been with Delta Hawk since 2005 and will take over for Diane Duers, who will continue serving in an advisory role with the board of directors. The move comes as the company has just secured additional funding and support from the state of Wisconsin and local governments and has moved into a new production facility in Racine. It hopes to create 100 new jobs over the next 3 years. Still ahead, ICG introduces its new ePhone. Aircell says it has the world's first airborne smartphone. And some places just don't tolerate sleeping on the job. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, March 25th. I'm Paul Plack. As AEA 2011 winds down here in Reno, ICG, International Communications Group, has introduced a new cordless cabin telephone system dubbed the ePhone, designed specifically for the business aircraft market. The system supports intercom calling, conferencing, and call hold. It also has active cabin noise reduction, Bluetooth compatibility, and advanced power control that extends battery life by providing auto shutoff. ICG's ePhone utilizes digital VoIP technology and provides SIP calling via Ethernet connections. That allows it to independently handle two simultaneous calls and support up to four handsets, with each having its own unique telephone number. It also supports two-wire analog connections to legacy systems. Complete with cradle and base unit, the ePhone weighs about 3 pounds and can upload a phone book or up to 500 V-card entries via Bluetooth. It will hold a charge for 200 hours in standby mode or up to 15 hours of talk time. Multiple cordless units, up to four per base unit, can be installed in the aircraft cabin. Jeff Saucedo, ICG's VP of OEM Sales, says the company, quote, went to great lengths to give this handset the familiar look, feel, and audio quality of a high-end mobile telephone or personal user device. It offers the added benefit of providing analog voice channels as a fallback when digital communication systems are not available or have possibly failed. This redundancy and restoration of cabin voice services is paramount for executives who have the need to be 100% connected while flying, unquote. Aircell calls one of its new products the world's first airborne smartphone. The product was unveiled Wednesday here at AEA in Reno. The company says the unit's intuitive, menu-driven features allow passengers to place and receive voice calls aboard business aircraft as easily and conveniently as they do with mobile phones on the ground. In addition, its Android platform sets the stage for rich media features and functions in the future. First shipments are scheduled for late this year. Aircell says the fully certified Aircell smartphone will be backward compatible with all Aircell Access communication systems currently in production and available as a drop-in replacement for the company's Access flush mount handset. It will also be fully compatible with the company's forthcoming GoGo Biz voice service via the ATG 4000 and 5000 systems. Pricing will be announced before the first shipments, which are scheduled to begin later this year. And finally today, an air traffic controller with 20 years in the system has reportedly admitted to investigators he fell asleep for a few minutes around midnight Wednesday morning while he was working the tower alone at Washington Ronald Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. The issue came to light when two arriving airline flights couldn't raise the tower on the radio, and their pilots were instructed by Potomac Tracon to follow the protocol for landing at an uncontrolled airport. Everyone got down okay, but not until American Airlines Flight 1012, arriving from Dallas, got an unplanned missed approach drill. FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt says he's personally outraged and, quote, determined to get to the bottom of this situation for the safety of the traveling public, unquote. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood has ordered a second controller assigned to that shift and has ordered Babbitt to review staffing levels there and elsewhere. The controller didn't acknowledge calls by radio or telephone for about a half hour and said he was working his fourth consecutive 8-hour graveyard shift, 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., when that offense occurred. Not everybody can work those hours, and even those who can will tell you it takes its toll. I worked that exact shift when I was starting out in radio news in the 1970s and worked it 6 nights a week for more than a year. I also went gray at the temples in my mid-20s doing it, a condition which reversed itself after I eventually got back on days. If I had to try that again today, I'd probably nod off once in a while too. Any government job, or any job for that matter, can suddenly get very political if you embarrass the boss. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, from AEA 2011, Mike Adamson, Vice President of Member Programs and Education, tells ANN's Jim Campbell about the scholarship program administered by the Aircraft Electronics Association. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.